This is Todd Lights, public address announcer for your world champion, Los Angeles Dodgers. And you are listening to the Talk at the Urinal Podcast.
All right, brother, we are back. Episode 62. And Brady hijacked Selection Sunday, bro. we have different opinions on this. I mean, I love it, dude. I need Brady in football, dude. So that's all I know. So, I mean, he probably was thinking, dude, all we have to beat is Rodgers and Stafford, and my division sucks. Maybe he probably wants to end up on top. And all it took was 40 days to hang out with his kids and said, fuck this.
Is he going to end that on top, though? That's the thing.
Well, I don't know. Well, I mean, I think he thinks he has a good chance. He'll at least for sure make the playoffs, right?
Let me ask you this first. Yeah. Are you surprised?
Not really. Are you?
Not at all.
I just don't know why. Why do you retire in the first place? You led the league in passing and touchdown. Why'd you retire?
And that's the thing. I mean, I'm kind of tired of these athletes doing this, like making these, you know, split decisions, and they don't even think it all the way through. And then all of a sudden, I mean, my problem is we've seen this before with other athletes. It usually doesn't end well.
True.
That's my biggest thing.
This has to be it, though. You can't do it far. Like, no one's going to – everyone's going to – like, just – you're allowed one chance to come back, and then that's it, dude. That just – you know what I mean?
I just worry. I wish that guy could play forever. I don't want to – I want to see him continue playing, but I just worry this is not going to end well. I think we're already – this kind of reminds me of like when all these superstars came to Los Angeles Lakers. It's like everybody wanted to put the house in the Lakers. Brady's coming back to Tampa. They're still missing a lot of other pieces there now.
True. But they did. Like, they did sign like fourth free agents right away. But I see what you mean. I'm just glad he's back. I mean, Gronk's back too probably, right? Mm-hmm.
He's back. I just – I don't know if it's going to end well. Yeah, this reminds me of a situation just like Green Bay as well. Yeah, you're playing in a weak division. You're gonna get a top seed in the playoffs and win your division easily. But what happens in the playoffs?
But you think that's what he's thinking about? He's like, dude, Rodgers always chokes in the playoffs. Rams, dude, I came back on them down 24-3. Who else is he worried about? NFC. I know AFC. Nobody.
Rams and probably Green Bay regular season.
Yeah, that's about it. So I don't blame him. But like we were saying, why retire in the first place?
That's what I don't understand. It's just, he doesn't need any more media coverage. He doesn't need any more hype. You know what I mean? Is this his PR guy telling him this is what you're going to do, and then you're going to come back 40 days later, trust us, you're going to get all the news coverage, stay relevant? He doesn't need that.
He doesn't need that. And you know what I hate? What's been going on, these farewell tours. Do you think he's not going to say – I feel like he's not that type of guy to be like, this is my last year, so you get all these farewell tours. But Jeter did it. I don't know. Maybe Brady – you think he's going to –
I don't think he is, because you know what? There's too many – I said this when he retired and when he announced that he wasn't going to come back for one more season. He's not going to be welcomed with open arms in a lot of stadiums that he goes to for a farewell tour.
Oh, that's true. Whereas Jeter, I guess everyone did. You're right.
Jeter, as much as you hated the Yankees, you respected Jeter.
Standing ovation from Boston.
Exactly. Yeah. Like I said, dude, he's not going to go into Buffalo and get like a standing ovation if they play. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Especially when they beat him, like, I think his record's like 16-2 against Buffalo. You think they're going to get him standing up? Jets?
No, that's the thing. That's the thing. I mean, it's not farewell tours in NFL. You don't really see that too often. It doesn't really work because the fan bases, they hate the other players. Brady's hated by a lot of fan bases. A lot of people think that like the rules change just for him. Throw the flag. He gets a flag whenever he wants. He's hated by a lot of fans in the NFL. So
I'm glad he's back.
I just think it's funny. How much have we talked about the NFL? Even during the NFL is not even going on right now. This off season, and how much have we talked about the NFL? How many predictions have we made? Aaron Rodgers, this to here, and what has changed? Hardly anything.
Nothing's really. You're right. Yeah.
Rodgers didn't go anywhere. Packers, Brady's back. Brady's
back to which? Russell Brady Wilson, for maybe, sure back to Tampa. Like I thought it was going to be the Niners, but he's only going to play for Tampa.
I think he has to, because Arian said he's not going to let him go.
He comes back. Okay.
Unless there's some other,
what does it mean by unfinished business? What does it mean by unfinished business, dude? You have it all.
He needs another ring, dude.
Whatever. Since we're on QBs, what do you think? This Sean Watson, no criminal charges. So, dude, I guess NFL will still suspend him. But what do you think? Like, who knows how many games.
I'm not a lawyer. That's very interesting. When you're accused by like how many dozens of people and there's not one criminal charge that comes up, that guy just got very, very lucky probably.
Yeah, he did. But remember when Big Ben got off too, he still got suspended, what, four games or something?
That, but that was only one. Big Ben only had one.
No, remember? I know.
How many does Deshaun Watson have? No,
seriously. And there's 30? Yeah. Okay, but teams are already trying to sign him. What's it up down to? Saints, Panthers, and who else?
But here's the thing, though. So are they trying to – what happens if you sign him and then he gets suspended? You better have a backup plan for the first how many weeks.
That's true.
Right?
I know.
Sam Darnold starts for the first 4 weeks, and then Deshaun Watson comes in.
I guess.
Our boy Taysom Hill just got the boot in New Orleans to Deshaun Watson.
But if I'm Deshaun and everything's a go and you do your suspension, dude, yes, stay in the NFC, right? Yeah. AFC, do not go to AFC.
Well, where could you go in the AFC, I guess, is the question. Where could you go?
Oh, that's true. I mean, everyone's pretty much – they were saying Browns maybe? Are they done on Baker yet, or – I don't know.
According to Gerald.
What Gerald say? What? They're done on Baker?
Well, you know, Gerald and his love for Baker in Cleveland, pay the man or get the hell out. I think they're not going to pay the man.
Oh, man. Dude, how about
the Niners?
Sean, the Niners, the Panthers, Saints, we'll see. There's still a lot to figure out with that, but the Sean the league, I think, is also good too. Besides, I mean, yeah, like 30 women, like you said, it's still not good. What about another QB, dude? Trubisky's back, bro. He's going to be the starter for the
Mitchell?
Dude, MVP Mitch, dude.
Oh, Mitch.
I know everyone gives him shit, but he was in the bad organization with Bears, dude. I think Steelers, he's like a poor man's Josh Allen, but that's not really a bad thing.
But he's got so many guys, just throw the ball to them and let them do the work.
I think he might do all right, don't you?
You know what I mean?
If
he does okay, and this goes against my theory that wide receivers don't make quarterbacks, quarterbacks make wide receivers. This goes against my theory with that, but he's got so many weapons to throw to that if he can just put the ball in the vicinity, those guys will go up and get it.
And then go good organization. Like, dude, Steelers, what was the last time we told him had a losing season? Never. I don't think he ever has, right?
That's true, but again, I said it last pod that I don't trust that OC coordinator over there. He's making some weird decisions with that line, with the offense. I don't know. It's kind of a weird situation.
Well, their D will be good, but I think we'll see. I mean, it's hard to – he was pretty shitty with the Bears, but isn't every quarterback shitty with the Bears? So it's kind of hard.
Pretty much. The interesting one, let's get into the Wentz. Wentz?
Dude, oh yeah, Wentz. That happened too. God, there's so many to the NFL Commanders. This is crazy, bro. To where'd he go again?
The Washington Commanders.
Oh yeah, Commanders. I actually kind of like the Washington football team better than the Commanders, didn't you?
I kind of agree. That's why I'm just calling them the Commandos. But I actually think that's a very interesting move.
The commies.
Yeah. I think it's an interesting move that I think could pay off.
Thank you. He knows the division, right?
Mm-hmm. He does. And I think what's interesting is that Washington was my sleeper picks this past season. I thought they were going to get into the playoffs, but I think they're missing a couple key pieces, because if you look at the rest of that division, I don't think Philly's good at all. Philly's gotten lucky a few times. We don't even need to talk about the Giants right now. They got their own
Cowboys
issues.
And
the Cowboys are good. Yeah, they're choke artists. Sorry, Gerald. But I don't know. I think he could make that team into a viable playoff contending team.
Yeah, I agree.
Look at the wide receiver. He's got two amazing wide receivers to throw to.
He does. He always makes those bonehead plays, which you never understand it, but he does have talent. I'll give him that. And then how about more quarterback? How about Kirk Cousins, bro? This guy's he never wins, but he gets paid every year. It seems like, huh? This guy's
weird. Yeah.
Yep. Great business guy. Right?
He's got a great agent. He's got somebody in the front office running the numbers for him. He's got a great accountant.
And he's going to stay in Minnesota. Not much is expected. He's just going to – it'll be fine.
Yeah. Lose to Rodgers. You know, play Rodgers is tough a couple times. Hope for a wild card spot. It beats going to the AFC right now.
I know, man. And then anything else we're missing?
The Chargers, interesting.
Dude. Since we're LA pod, dude, Chargers make a move. They traded for Khalil Mack. They just added JC Jackson. Dude.
They had to.
I know, especially after Rams winning, but and especially with you still paying Herbert on the rookie contract. So sign the guys now.
And you had to, because you know what? I'm thinking back to what was that? Was it the final week or the week 16, the game against KC, where you pretty much gave the game away? You had it and you gave it away.
Yeah. And then the Raiders game too, remember? I mean,
and now look at the quarterbacks in this league. They had to go get Mac. They have to. I think Mac was a phenomenal signing.
Yeah. No, it's amazing.
You got to shore up the D.
But I mean, there's probably only like 10 Chargers fans out here in LA, anyways, but it's good. It's good.
Boy, Aaron, our boy Aaron, he's a
my
he's
boy
a
Mark. So those two, there you go.
There we go. But what's the other interesting one? What's the backup to Tua now?
Teddy Bridgewater?
Yeah,
dude, I think Bridgewater could beat him in a QB competition.
That's what I'm saying. Is he going to be the number one come opening week?
Who's the coach now? Is it still the same owner too? I thought he was canceled and. Who's the coach?
I don't know the coaches, to be honest.
That story was like wild for like 2 days, and then I don't know what talks about it. Yeah,
a minute. But that's gonna be an interesting QB race, actually, because I never really had too much faith in Tua. I always thought he was a little bit small.
Yeah.
And he was no Kyler Murray, because mm-hmm. Kyler Murray's kind of on the smaller side too. But I think Kyler Murray, I don't know. I
think of their hands. Remember that's what everyone talks about now. What's his name? Who's going to be the top 10 draft pick? The guy from Pittsburgh. It was hands are small.
His hands were small. Yeah. What's his Wonderlic score?
Yeah. Remember that whole thing? Yeah. Picking Wonderlic, dude.
I never did. I should. We should take our Wonderlic practice scores and post them.
I'll probably fail for sure. Dude.
What's it out of? I don't even know.
I don't know. I just remember my SATs weren't good, so I'm sure the Wonderlic wasn't good. Is that enough NFL, dude? I feel like we're mid-season with NFL. It never sleeps, huh?
I know. That's what they wanted. That's what they did.
That's what they do. And there's going to be
smart business move.
Dude, Jaguars are making a bunch of moves, but we're not Jaguar pod.
Well, you are, because you seem to bet on them every single week for some reason.
I might start betting on them after they're signing all these players. I'm back.
Let me know how that turns out for you.
Wait, Urban Meyers?
Good coach, good recruiter.
What else we got to talk about? Let's just get into – I know we always lead with Lakers and Dodgers, but do you want to lead with the
News. Let's lead with the good news.
Let's see what the good news. MLB lockout's done. All right, thank God.
It's over. Jesus. We're back. Edgar 99
right.
days.
And no canceled games either, right? We're just starting later. We'll cancel preseason games. But first signing was Kershaw.
Mm-hmm.
You
what's your feeling? With it, right? Give me your take.
It's a take that I have that we LA always takes care of their stars that have been there, like, right? You know what I mean? They took care of Kobe, they took care of Kershaw. Who else?
Okay.
I like it.
You like it with your heart.
I like it with my heart.
Do you like it with your brain?
Well, it depends whether they're gonna make him one or two starter, I think. I don't know.
Is this a good business move? That's what I'm saying. Is this a good business move? That's what I question.
I think so. Kershaw's a Dodger for life to me. So I think I was wrong. I thought he was going to leave, didn't you?
He's going to leave. He will play in another uniform.
You think so?
Yes. He will put another uniform on and he will play in another uniform by the time he retires.
His thing was like, why did I've been here my whole career. Dodgers have a championship roster. Why would I go to Texas? Is not ready to win, right? So
well,
I don't
know. Yeah, yeah. It was a genius move on his
part. Oh, yeah, his part. You're saying here. Dodgers sometimes just got to let go of the stars? Because I know.
Is it a good business R&B move for the Kobe, Dodgers?
Was it a good contract at the time? No, that Kobe contract will go down as one of the worst. But
exactly. Yeah. But we were all fans. We forfeited how many championships just to keep Kobe?
Yeah, I know. Well, after we won the two with Gasol, you're saying,
it wasn't a smart business move, but we had to do it sentimentally. Yes, you're saying with your heart, you love it. It's sentimental to keep Kershaw here, but is it a good business move for the Dodgers overall? I'm not so sold on that. Yeah. I'm thinking we could have cleared up some cap. We could have cleared up some space, some money to splash somewhere else. Kershaw hasn't impressed me, dude. He hasn't impressed me the last
year and a half. And is he going to stay healthy? He's turning into Davis now, right?
Exactly. Kershaw's year has been gradually going down.
Yeah. So you're right. As my, we love to see him back. Of course, I love that part. But you're saying business wise, yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll see how
that's my thing. What's love to see with... love him that he's back. Yeah,
of course, of course. Kershaw, Turner says, what was that thing? Edgar sent us today.
It's only a short term play.
He said today, Turner said he was looking to an extension. And he loves that he's playing short this year. So. You can't read every article, dude. I'm sure you want to stay in LA, you know?
I agree. I think he needs to stay. I think it happened exactly how I kind of wanted it to happen. Let Seager go, keep Turner. That, I think, was the play. That's and the I play. Think it played out just
and
out.
He loves playing
I think
short.
We wanted to. Yep.
And we're getting Turner. Well, yeah, we're going to get Turner for much cheaper if we decide to sign him, right?
I agree. And I Seager? Think so. Well, that's why. We'll
yeah.
I'd keep him, dude. I'd sign him long term, to be honest.
Well, what's
I think
the other
he's thing? Legit. I always said I thought he was a better shortstop than Seager.
I know. And so well, the playoffs, I mean, come on, get some hits to turn out the hell. But yeah. That's fine. And then Kenley Robert, I mean, everyone wants him back. That's another thing, it's like a Kershaw thing. But I think Kenley was great.
Kenley had a little resurgence.
Yeah.
He had a little resurgence. I just hope that wasn't like his, you know. His second wind and it's going to turn, but I think Kenley will be fine. The bigger one is, can we just do a timeout real quick? I don't have any drinks on me. Can we pour one for Joe Kelly? Can we pour one for
Joe Kelly? Oh, no, I saw him in the White Sox jersey today.
We're going to miss you, Joe.
Dude, yeah. Damn it. Brutal, right?
Yeah. Wearing mariachi jackets, breaking windows, pissing off. We're going to miss him.
He'll probably go down as top 10 Dodger of all time, right?
Even though he was only here for how many years?
Well, as far as likable.
Yeah, he got the fans on his side right away.
But now I probably don't even like – I hate when he's – did you ever like him before? I hated him before he was on the Dodgers, didn't you?
I couldn't stand him in St. Louis. Yeah. I didn't mind him in Boston, but I think he's just one of those guys, dude. When he's on your team, you love him. When he's on another team, you hate him. You know what I mean?
I know. And then since we're on Dodgers, too, are we going to get – okay.
Freddie Freeman sweepstakes?
Okay, yeah. So Braves – so they're all out on the Freddie Freeman. That's done, which is kind of sad for Braves fans, but good for us if there's a – saying there's a chance.
So they traded for Olsen. I think it's a great chance, to be honest. Yeah,
so it's – they're saying what? Dodgers, Yankees, Blue Jays, and Rays now? It's down to like four teams.
Correct, but we're also in the Nelson Cruz sweepstakes.
Didn't he go to –
Did he get picked up? So, I thought we were still in the sweepstakes, unless I must have missed something.
It might have been yesterday, but it might have just been a rumor. Let me see. Oh, he went to the Nats. Freaking Nelson
Cruz.
That's
right.
I know. I saw that we were in that because I forget DH is going to play such a big role. I know. I forget about that. Imagine we had Nelson Cruz. Pretty sure he's still doing roids.
But here's absolutely. But here's the thing. Okay, let's play this out as Dodger fans. Let's put on our manager caps for a second here. We get Freddie Freeman. Tell me you're starting nine on the field. And I know what pitching matchups, lefties versus righties, and all this stuff. But who's the DH? Muncy.
Yeah, Muncy, right? But then we'll just keep rotating. Or what do you think?
I mean, in my mind, it's either Muncy or Bellinger is going to have the DH. You want Freddie Freeman in the lineup playing first base all day, every day, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If you're going to sign him to a huge contract, dude, he's not going to just – we're not going to sign him just to freaking be a DH.
Don't forget,
right. Yeah.
I saw an amazing stat. When did I see that stat earlier today? You know, in the past four seasons, Freddie Freeman has missed a total of 7 games. The guy
that's
plays
amazing.
Every day.
That's what – dude. And how old
seven
is he?
7 games in 4 years.
How old is he? Is he 28?
Yeah. Frederick Freeman is
32. Oh, I was way off, but yeah, he's fine.
32, but it makes sense, dude. I'd get him over here, dude. He's local, not too far. He's from down the road in Orange County.
Loves all the guys. Dave Roberts said they FaceTime whenever that was. Dude, why would just come bring him home? And that's all, you know?
Go to your home. Bring them home. I just we're gonna have
keep,
to. We're gonna
I keep
have to make move,
checking
though.
My Twitter feed, like nonstop. Just like, have we signed them yet? Are we signing them, dude?
Yeah,
come on.
We're gonna have to make another move though, because like I said, if we bring him over here, I guess right now it doesn't make sense to get rid of Bellinger. I think you let Bellinger play out his minimum contract right now,
mm-hmm. and he'll be in Bellinger center most, walk. Which is fine. I love him in center, don't you?
Yeah, but I think you have to let him walk after this year.
Yeah,
that's my take.
And then pitching wise, how are we looking? We got Urias.
We got to shore up the bullpen a little bit.
Bueller. What's the deal with your boy Bauer?
Hashtag free Bauer. He's still on administrative leave, dude.
I think the Dodgers don't really talk to him though. Huh? So
from what I sounded, the clubhouse didn't want him back. I think talk about a situation just like Sean Watson. I think he's probably going to face some kind of suspension from Major League Baseball unless they say time served. You know, they could say time served because he sat out the whole entire season pretty much.
That's true.
I don't see him coming back to LA, unfortunately, which is a bummer for me because, like, another local guy. Fantastic arm.
Well, that we could use for sure. I don't know. You the bullpen, what do we got? We need to re-sign Kenley, and then who else we got in the bullpen?
We need to show up to the bullpen. You know what actually I was just thinking? You know what would be really bad salt on the wound? If Bauer does come back and, like, the Padres pick him up. How pissed would you be?
Dude, I'd be pissed. Speaking of Padres, dude, you see Tatis is out
for... Tatis, 3 months?
Hey, bro. Padres had a hell of a run. You guys talked a lot of shit. And what have you guys done?
We're just finished 20 games back?
Remember he got hurt last year? I hate that he got... Dude, we want to play against him and Machado. I actually like Tatis.
But here's my question, though. How long ago was that accident?
I know. Why is it just coming out now?
Exactly. You're just telling me you find out you have a fractured broken wrist how many months after the accident took place?
But I guess they said it might have happened in batting practice, but he did. It might have because
it was a hairline.
Dude, if I'm paying you this much money, bro, I gotta know.
Yeah, I would have had a second, a third, a fourth opinion on that wrist.
I don't know, man. It's I want to play them at their best because that's all they do is talk shit.
Yeah, but at their best, they were at their best towards the end of the season. They still couldn't win.
Remember Machado, what did he say? He's going to win another, which I know we haven't won a ring yet, but they're going to win one before us. Win the division first.
Yeah. Try finishing second even in the division. Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Where did they end up finishing? Oh, yeah. Giants. Yeah. I've totally forgot
that. Yeah, dude. They were like 20 games back. Remember?
Oh, we have to deal with the Giants this year
again? Let's see. God. Sandy. Oh, dude. Sorry. 20 games. They were 28 games back.
And we have to deal with the Giants again this year, bro.
Well, I'll be very honest with you. I don't think the Giants are going to do what they did last season. I do not think the Giants repeat.
That was like one of the – no, I'll give you that.
Yeah, they caught lightning in a bottle. You ever seen the movie Old School when Will Ferrell's doing the debate on the stage and he blacks out and he wakes up? He's like, what just happened? I think that's the Giants this year. The Giants are going to be like, what happened last season? Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen again. I actually think the Dodgers will win the West very easily this year. That's first bold production. I think the Dodgers win the West.
Especially
I
don't think the Freddie. Giants. Come on, Freddie. We need you, Freddie. Come on. You don't want to go the Rays, the Blue Jays, dude. What do you? Yankees. The Yankees are. They're has-beens. When's the last time they were freaking good?
Yeah. It's gonna be a very interesting season. I mean, you look across the league. A lot of these moves. Washington was finished dead last in their division. They just picked up some good players. The Mets are always trying to stay relevant, but can never.
They're saying the Mets this will is the Met. Year because they got Scherzer and
DeGrom.
Wait till playoffs when Scherzer says my arm's tired. So good luck, Mets.
And then my favorite thing is the Chicago White Sox just making move after move right now. Congratulations, you're going to win the Central by like 20 games. Games and then get bounced the first by the round,
probably, right? Exactly.
Oakland. That Matt Olson trade with the Braves, I think Oakland came out way ahead.
They got all ahead. Yeah, that's what Oakland does. They have to stick. Exactly. They're gonna have it up. Yeah, that's what they do.
Oakland Billy and Bean, Tampa bro. Bay, Billy dude. Bean. Oakland and Tampa Bay. They somehow give away these superstars and they get back like six prospects.
And that's why they're always staying. Maybe the fans won't. They don't have any fans from the games, but at least they'll be relevant in the standings always.
Yeah, I mean, actually, we can wrap up baseball talk, but just thinking about it right now, looking at some of the teams and some of these moves that have been made in the divisions, I actually think that the AL West might be one of the strongest divisions this coming year between Houston, Oakland. I think Seattle made a huge progress, and I think they're making more
Jesse
progress.
Jesse Winkler huge. I just got it from Reds.
I think that division is going to be very solid.
Are Angels – is Mike Trout ever going to be in the playoffs, bro?
They got to stay healthy, man. They got to stay healthy. Know, that's their issue. Like, they need another pitcher.
Like, he's hands down, like, best in the league. Like, we always say that. But is he ever going to play in the playoffs in a big spot and do something? Or is that
I
just going to
happen? I feel bad for the guy. I hope he does.
All right, and then
Bauer to the Angels.
Let's keep more positive things. Well, actually, Kings are yes. Well, that was embarrassing to the Sharks, losing to the Sharks twice.
Twice, and we got them again coming up in less than a week.
Lose again.
But here's the thing, though. What's crazy is what's frustrating to me is the injuries.
Oh my god! Remember when you were watching last night, right? Yep. Even the announcers like, dude, are you serious? Again, we're done. We're gonna lose another guy. So that's
I know. But we still huge comeback win last night against Florida, which is one of the best teams in the entire league. Yep. Now, we have the best team in the league, pretty much, with the Avalanche, who are just on fire. Their roster is just so stacked; it's not even funny. But dude, if we can hang tough in that game,
true. To come back and then score at the end like that, dude, you can never count them out. But like you said, the injuries, it seems like the way the announcers put it, the injuries are going to kill us going forward right now, huh?
We got to get healthy, and this is the time to get healthy. If we can get healthy right now and get in the playoffs, anything can happen. We got to get healthy, though. We need Doughty back. It looks like Brown might be out for extended amount of time.
And that did not look good with, what's his name, Bjorn?
On the knee, going to crash into the boards.
Non-contact? Yeah. We'll see.
Got to get healthy. Well,
that was quick. That was quick 700 game, huh?
It was. And that was a little vintage quick last night, too.
Dude, yes, for sure. And then in the shootout?
Yep, standing on his head.
Where do you put him as far as LA Stars, dude? Top five?
For just the Kings or for all-time in the city?
Oh, shit, I know. Because there's
can't
so
put
many
him
Lakers.
Top five all-time in the city.
Yeah, you're right. Well, he's up there, right? Because he
Gretzky played here and Robitaille played here.
Not the best player, but as far as like you always do, like two rings, right? That's huge.
Yeah, he's
but
up
Kings
there.
Kings fans like their own – like we were talking about, like Kings fans, like their own different like fan base, huh? Like they're still like fit in the. It's always still Lakers, Dodgers, and.
But which is funny for the amount of sellouts that they have at Staples Center, it's unbelievable.
That's what I'm saying. Like you wouldn't think that no one goes there, but they have good fans.
Yep.
700 games very quick, and they got the win. That dude, we should have hammered them.
The Kings actually, I'd argue this. The Kings might actually have the best fan base. In Los Angeles, I'd put their fan base up against any other team in Los Angeles.
As far as they know, like they know the shit, right? Is what you're saying?
Exactly.
You go to a Dodger Laker game, do you know they're like, who's the starting?
King fans are either all in or all out.
Oh, I mean, yeah, that's true.
And the King fans are all in. They know everything about that team. They
like
follow,
if I went there, I'd be like, shit, I feel bad. You guys know everything. I'm just trying to.
They follow the minors with Mantra and all that, dude.
Yep, that's awesome. Then the others.
Like, we gotta get to it.
I mean, I just can't wait for the season to end, to be honest. And they're trying to miss the playoffs, but dude, the team's behind. We're gonna be in the play-in game. It doesn't really matter.
Season. Do you think we're even gonna make the play-in game at this point? We're two. What are we? Two up? Two up on Portland?
I mean, we gave up 50 points in the first quarter. No one's trying. LeBron's just jogging out there. Westbrook's still. Did you know, dude, someone showed me a stat today on my buddies. He's 9%. Hold on, who sent me this? Westbrook or Russell?
Yeah, Russell Westbrook.
He's shooting 9% from three since the All-Star break. 9%.
But you know what, though? It's okay. Because he's gotten so many triple doubles in his career, it's okay.
Oh yeah, that's all that matters, right? Those are actually.
Congratulations on all those triple doubles you got in OKC. Congratulations, you guys sucked every single year.
What happened to those triple doubles? How come he doesn't get them here at least?
I don't know. He's got more guys to pass the ball to on this team than he did in OKC.
This is bad. And then AD said he might come back. But if you're AD at this point, do you even come back, dude?
Nah, he's on his phone, on the bench, planning his vacation.
And then yesterday, it's like, dude, we're not already going to lose to the Suns. Before the game, his press conference is like, oh, the Suns knew we had them last year and we would have beaten them if I didn't get help. Like, it's like, oh, great. Suns see that before the game, they blow us out by 40.
I think he's trying to say that just to keep morale in the locker room. I mean, at this point, sure. What can you do? What is the game plan? What can you do?
I don't know.
I'm out of ideas.
No, LeBron just keeps going 15 and catches Malone. That's the game plan, right? No one seems to care, dude. No one cares.
Just now, between Westbrook's triple doubles that we spoke about and LeBron getting 50 but still losing to Houston.
Oh, we didn't get 50 of that. But I said,
they didn't get 50 of that. No, but I'm saying,
scoring 50 more games.
You score 50. Losing Houston. I know. Yeah, and you still lose to Houston a couple nights before.
Yeah. And then losing to 40 to probably the best team in the.
You're making my point and my case that, like, honestly, the NBA is an individual sport masked as a team sport. Russell Westbrook, you can have a million triple doubles on a shitty team and you're getting all the hype and all the glory. Yeah. But yeah, guess what? You ain't going to get a ring. You're never going to get a ring. And LeBron, congratulations. You're scoring 50. Hats off to you. Cheers. You're scoring 50. You might not even make the playoffs.
Yeah, it's just been a horrible year. I don't know. I can't believe we still have watch at this point, but we got to do it for the pod, right? But this is just,
yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, that's why. I mean, last night's game against the Suns, dude, it was in the same time as the Kings game. And it's like, sorry, I'm going over the Kings game. At least we have a fighting chance in that one against the best
team. At least they're trying out there against the best team. We're playing the best team, and we're already down 30 before you.
And guess what? The Kings are riddled with injuries too, just like the Lakers.
Yep. Yeah. So it's bad news, and I don't even know. Like, we keep saying, what else do we even say at this point? Like you said, like, we just keep saying
we're out of words. We're out of context for this season. Because you know what? What do we do? What can they do? What does Rob do? What does Frank do? What options are left other than just, all right, guys, get out there and just give it your best.
And remember, we keep looking ahead to the night they got Toronto. We'll probably lose.
We got Toronto two of the next three, don't we?
Yeah, and Toronto's in the – yeah. And then we got T-Wolves in Minnesota, and they're actually a playoff – dude, I think it's just only going to get – I don't know, man.
I don't even know if we make the play-in game, to be honest, dude.
We're only two games up.
I think it's 3.5 now. Let me see. Yeah, we're up.
Yeah, but the team's behind us, which is crazy to say that they're even worse than us.
We're up 2.5. And actually, everybody keeps on jockeying for that 10 seed. It's been the Spurs for a minute. It's been Portland for a minute. Right now, it's New Orleans for a minute. I mean,
I don't know, man. There's not much to say about that team.
I'm actually going to be very curious when this season is over, when the regular season finishes. I want to go back and take a look at what the Lakers' record is against teams that did not make the playoffs. Because I'm already thinking about some bad losses we had against OKC. I'm already thinking we lost to Houston in triple overtime.
Yeah.
I want to know how many we lost to the Spurs.
That's true.
I want to know how many losses we had to non-playoff teams. Well, we lost
10 in a row on the road. I didn't even know that stat until yesterday. I was like, wait, we haven't run a road game in 10 games?
Well, yeah, I think we're what? We're what? 5-15 or 5-15 in our last 20 or something? 5-12 or something like that?
Oh, freaking Lakers. Not much else to say. And then, so we're done with Lakers, but hey, dude, it's March Madness, bro.
Bracket is out.
Bracketology
begins in T-minus 12 hours ago. And is it me?
We're going to do our this. Own. Oh, yeah.
We're going to do this. I said this. We're going to do a bracket special.
We got to
pod coming up, but I did say this in a group chat, unpopular opinion, hit me in the comments, don't at me. Conference tournament week, I think, is way better than the actual bracket. Call me crazy, dude.
No,
I couldn't take my eyes off how many TVs going on at one time. Big East final. We got the Pac-12 going here. We got the Atlantic 10 going there.
You're SEC, right. I'll give you that.
Upsets everywhere.
But then as college basketball people are saying, the conference tournaments haven't really matter when it comes to selection. That's what we've been saying, huh?
It doesn't. But you know what? I do love watching
Virginia Tech. I love it,
go all the way.
Like, yeah,
of course. I love Virginia Tech knocking off North Carolina and Duke in back-to-back
nights. And the fact that these 16 seeds win their division and they still have to do a play-in game, it's not fair to, like, I don't know.
I get that. I think they just trust the RPI way too much. You know,
so my only thing is, like, why they trust RPI, but then why have these conference championships up there not really getting rewarded? I don't know. Some are
funsies. I mean, look at some of these upsets, dude. I mean, Who was it? Which game was I watching? Where? Long Beach State, dude. Yeah. Long Beach State.
Oh, yeah, they're in, right?
Number one seed.
Fullerton's
in. They ran away with it, and they lose the championship game on a heartbreaker. Also, and you don't
they're
get
not
in.
Oh, they're not. No. Okay, so Fullerton's in, right?
Fullerton took it.
What about CSUN, bro? They still playing the NIT or what?
They were bounced in the opening 8-9 game, I think, or something, dude.
They were bounced when the season started. You guys could play this year, but you have no chance.
I'm going to say the last time CSUN made the tournament, I'm going to go with 2010 or 2011. They made the tournament and they almost pulled off.
Right? They almost pulled off the 15-2, right? They almost pulled it off. I think I remember that.
They almost pulled it off.
USC's got Miami. Since we're sticking to LA stuff, USC's got Miami and UCLA's got Miami. Who?
Akron.
Okay, favored by 14. So, hey.
Which is just perfect because now LeBron's probably going to chirp in because UCLA is the team here. He's from Akron. Oh my God, you LeBron here. What's he going to Twitter post?
So, dude, I still think UCLA can make a run, don't you?
I think they can. They worry me a lot. I was watching the UCLA versus Arizona game in the Pac-12 championship. They don't have their
number, dude. Arizona has UCLA's number, dude.
Fuck. It's not just that. I just think UCLA is playing very one-dimensional right now.
And
the offense looks a little bit boring. And that's the other thing. It's when they get down, they start relying on the three ball way too much.
Yeah.
Arizona had a couple big men that were in foul trouble and they never kept, they never went down low. Go to the basket, draw the foul.
But they could shoot and hacking just up kicking threes. It out. It's just a different game. No, but I think they can make a run. They can beat Akron.
They can make a run.
St. Mary's, that scares you, right? St. Mary's advances.
If St. Mary's can advance, because that's what Wyoming versus Indiana plays St. Mary, winner of that plays St. Mary. St. Mary's is dead dangerous.
I think their side of the bracket too. I think their side of the bracket, what we were talking about before the pod, they have a chance. Like, dude, Baylor scare you? Last year they did for sure, but
Baylor is upset special right now.
Kentucky's in the bottom. They're number two seed.
Kentucky's in the bottom. I actually think that bracket actually is up in the air. I think that is up in the air. I think you're going to see a number of upsets on that bracket. Starting with Baylor, I don't want to reveal too much, but I think Baylor, don't be shocked if Baylor goes out.
Tennessee's
early.
There. They're playing with the chip on the shoulder because they should have been
Tennessee's
like
on the other side.
Yeah. Oh, they're on the side. Okay. Who's the three seed? Oh, Wisconsin. So they're
No. Three's Purdue.
Oh, okay. So shit. So that's wide open. Huh? All right.
Yeah. And I think the Big Ten is overrated. So I think Purdue is probably overrated.
We're thinking about doing a contest, right? Might as well.
Why not?
Well, how are we gonna
throw it out there?
Throw it out there. See if we all get three people, dude. We're not doing it, right? So we gotta.
Yeah, we'll blow it up. We gotta blow it up. We'll probably do like a group thing.
So start.
See how we can put this together?
We'll try to put it together. Start handicapping people. Yep. And you'll probably give out another yard, right?
Yeah, the yard seems to be one play.
And you what? Send video? Oh no, I guess this time you don't have to. Yeah, you just fill out their bracket. And we'll see who wins.
Yeah, we'll submit. We'll get it going. We'll post the links and we'll the best bracket win.
That's right. And who else? Congrats to Cam Smith winning the players.
Players, I know.
It's weird. A Monday. I mean, the weather kind of ruined the whole weekend. Obviously, it's a Monday, and it didn't feel like a – but I was watching today. It was nice to have golf on at 8 a.m., so good to Cam Smith.
Little Aussie.
Our guys did decent. Hovland was up. I think Hovland and Lowry finished top 20, so, hey there's top 20 bets you could do.
Mm-hmm. Hovland, I feel like, tied for ninth.
Nice. Lowry was up there, I think.
And my Cantlay did not do too great.
Yeah, my Kepka, dude, he shot like 9 over in the second round. I was like, Jesus.
Yep. I think Hovland was my highest.
What's the other thing? Don't tell Osaka she sucks, bro. You're canceled, dude.
We didn't get into that.
No, but we can't even. We won't be one of the clips. But yeah, I mean, what are we doing here?
Why are you playing professional sports? If it's too hot in the kitchen, get out. Like it's I don't know.
I don't know. Anything else I'm missing? You already filled out your women's basketball.
Oh yeah.
You count all the way, baby.
I think I got Texas State taking it all in the women's bracket. Real quick, we got Champions League this week. Champions League was pretty fire last week.
It was. So yeah, for our soccer fans. So yeah, tell us. So PSG, what they always choke. This is them.
PSG, the ultimate chokers of choking in Europe. Congratulations, PSG. You've got close to $1.5 billion on the field in your roster, in your starting lineup. Congratulations on your another French championship where nobody else plays and you cannot win when it matters against the big clubs. Keep winning all your French championships. Congratulations. You guys are garbage in the Champions League. That's what you get. That's what you get, Donnarumma, for chasing the money. Yep. That's what you get, Messi. This is what you all signed up for. I hope you're having fun counting all your money. Congratulations. You're never going to win a Champions League there.
Benzema,
don't
baby.
Complain.
I know you hate him, but dude, he comes through.
Give the guy credit, man. I can't stand him, but you know what? He's that's going to go down a legend. He's a legend status.
We scored three goals.
Three goals. He had the hat trick, all in the second half.
Unbelievable.
All in the second half.
How are we looking towards? If you had to put your people out there, soccer bettors, if you had to put your money, who's gonna take it, dude? The PSG. Still a long way to go. I know, but.
Bayern is just always dangerous. You can't count Bayern out. Liverpool is interesting. I know they barely squeaked by Inter. I'm not 100% sold on Liverpool this season. I know they're solid. They're a very good team. I'm not 100% sold on them. I think Bayern is the scarier of the two.
Yeah.
Man City, again, they will find a way to choke probably.
Yeah.
And then Man City is one of the best teams.
Chelsea will be up there again. They won't repeat, you don't think?
I don't even know if they get out. I don't know if they get out. Because
I didn't know Manchester United, they made it too. They're still alive. Or no? Are they in the?
They still gotta play. They're still four more
tomorrow.
Games.
Okay.
Yeah, tomorrow we got Ajax versus Benfica. Okay. We got Man U versus Atletico.
Ooh.
I actually think the games this week are going to be better than last week's games because I think the four games.
Man City
that
one,
are
like
this
you said,
week,
that was after it was 5-0. The Man City one was unwatchable.
Sporting,
right?
Didn't even watch it.
Yeah.
The four games this week, I think, are complete toss ups. I don't see any, like, for sure team going through at this point. Ajax and Benfica, they're tied on aggregate 2-2, going back to Amsterdam. Man U and Atletico Madrid, dude, flip a coin. I couldn't tell you who's going to win that game right now.
Ronaldo's
you
back?
Yeah, he is.
Okay.
He just scored three the other day over the weekend. He had a hat trick.
Nice.
You got Juventus versus Villarreal heading into Turin. I mean, I'd have to say Juventus is probably the favorite in that, but watch out. Villarreal, dude. Mm-hmm. The Spanish teams usually step up in these. And then Chelsea has a 2-0 lead against Lille. They're headed into France. Don't count Lille out, dude. Lille can turn around an 0-2 deficit like that and be right back in this game. So I think
these
the four games this, week
games this week all right.
can be phenomenal. Starting tomorrow, Ajax, Benfica, two smaller teams that don't get a lot of hype in Europe, but these two teams are fucking solid, dude.
Over the
Ajax,
under in that.
It's 2-2. I could see nobody wanting to make a mistake, and I could see this game maybe ending 1-0.
Like most of these games kind of do.
Yeah.
Just because they don't want some – yeah.
If there's a game to go to penalty kicks, I think it's that game. Ajax Benfica. I could see it ending either 1-0, 0-0, 1-1, and then if it's tied, it goes to penalty kicks. That's going to be a phenomenal game, I think, in Amsterdam.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, man. I'll be watching. I'll ask you which bets to do.
Dude, I don't know.
No, I know, but money. Hey, but do you make money in the last few? And so. We'll see.
If you want to bet right now, if I had to go off the top of my head and give them first instinct, I would call the draw in the Ajax Benfica game. Let it go to all penalties.
Right. All right, I like it. We'll do a quick NCAA pod. What the one in the next couple of days? Then people will send the link. People will get in. We'll give out another yard and maybe we gotta get some shirts, some mugs.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get this going. Happy March Madness week. Let's go, baby.
Let's do it.
Let's go. All right, boys.
All right, bro.
Later, man.